You can't turn on your radio or your TV without hearing this.
Voting for Question 7 is an incredible opportunity for Baltimore.
You've seen the ads about Question 7, the massive expansion of gambling.
They're the commercials for and against Question 7, the ballot question to add a sixth casino in Prince George's County and table games at the state's other five casinos. Lots of these commercials attack the other side's commercials. People who are campaigning on both sides admit even they are confused.
Well, you know, frankly speaking, when I see the commercial 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times, it's so truly, it's so convincing. It almost has me. But then I know the truth, so I have the facts.
But Cherie, who would not give her last name, doesn't believe the pro-gambling ads. She's joined members of Baltimore's Empowerment Temple to knock on doors and campaign against Question 7.
They're claiming that thousands of dollars are going for Baltimore City, Baltimore County School, and it's not. It's going to PG County, Montgomery County. And two, they're claiming that more jobs for Maryland Dutch. That's not true because they bring in contractors and subcontractors from out of state.
What America needs, what Maryland needs now is good paying jobs. And passing Question 7 will in fact do that.
Those attending this labor rally in support of Question 7 admit the ads have confused voters. Gary Virts, who's an aircraft worker from Middle River, says it just means that it makes it harder for him to convince others to vote in favor of the question.
Get out, get this vote going. Question 7 is a positive thing for the city, and we need to get it going for jobs.
Why is Question 7 a positive thing for the city?
Anytime you can bring money into the city to help support the schools and local industry, how can it be bad?
Opponents say it won't do that. What do you say to the opponents?
They're spending an awful lot of money to block us from making money.
Over the mountains in West Virginia.
This campaign will be the most expensive in state history. So far, supporters and opponents have spent a combined $65 million, mostly on ads. Competing gambling companies are paying the bills. MGM, which wants to build the Prince George's County Casino at the National Harbor Resort, has spent $37 million.
You should not vote for Question 7. I do.
Penn National Gaming has spent about $28 million for the campaign against Question 7. That company owns Hollywood Casino in Cecil County, plus the Hollywood Casino in West Virginia, which attracts Maryland gamblers. Besides ads, Penn National's money is helping to pay for other things in the campaign, including the yard signs Greg Jordan has loaded in his van. That doesn't bother him.
Well, I don't agree with it, but you know how politics are. That's all I'm going to say on that subject.
And Pastor Jamal Bryant, who leads the Empowerment Temple, is even more blunt on the subject.
I have no idea how ecstatic I would be if a drug dealer from Washington, D.C., helped me fund a campaign to stop drugs in Baltimore. I want the drugs stopped in my community no matter what, and I think that that has to happen.
So it's it justifies the means because it keeps the extra gambling, if this is successful, out of Baltimore, out of
my responsibility is Baltimore, not West Virginia, not Atlantic City, not Vegas. I'm pastor here in Baltimore, and so this is my jurisdiction, if you will.
Politicians of all stripes claim money.
Polls show the state is divided on gambling, so the ads won't go away until November 6th. Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.